Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also." That's John chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. It's kind of surprising that we're surprised. Satan is the prince of the world. He governs the realm of sinful man. He's a liar. Jesus called him the father of lies. He spreads false rumors about believers, their beliefs, and their actions. He is on the warpath, and victory is his ultimate goal. He is a deceiver and so self-deceived that he actually thinks he can defeat the Creator. Into this realm of darkness steps Jesus, the light. He came to reveal the way to God. And since light reveals what man does not want to see, Jesus was rejected, hated, and persecuted. If Jesus received the vitriol of the world, then those who follow him will receive the venom as well. The world around us seems to be more and more opposed to Christianity. Believers are viewed as narrow-minded and out of touch. That's what Jesus says in today's passage. We will be treated as he was treated. And the question is, will we respond the way Jesus responded? So, Father, give me insight, maturity, and trust to follow you through the great joys as well as the challenges. May I follow Jesus and never be surprised when I am treated as he was. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.